This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you thought the SCOTUS leak on Roe v. Wade sent shockwaves through America, folks, I want you to imagine how Democrats are going to react to this leak about Hunter Biden's pending indictment. How are they reacting now? What are they doing behind the scenes? Now, before you even consider that, I want you to understand this. They've already been in a panic about Hunter for the better part of 4 years. Welcome, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Democrats are afraid, and they have every reason to be afraid, because Hunter Biden showcases left them at its finest. It is white privilege that should actually have some white guilt, quite honestly. It is two sides, you know, justice coin. You know, the elites, people, I mean, a crackhead is considered elite. A family of liars, of do-nothings, is considered elites. The Biden family has entered royalty. This is a man who molested women, who drove his wife to the point of suicide, almost getting his entire family killed, marries a shrew, a harlot, a bad girl, is a pathological liar, who is okay with being cheated into the presidency, and who took showers with his daughter. And this is Democrat elite, folks. These are the new royal family. As I mentioned, it is Kevin Jackson who you're listening to. The news is what we get. I don't know what you can believe, what you can't believe. But here's what I can tell you. There's enough evidence that suggests that the Biden family makes anybody you've ever seen on Maury or Jerry Springer or any of these other shows, he makes them, they look benign in comparison. Boy Scouts compared to these Biden family men. Joe Biden, Jim Biden, and Hunter Biden. You know, let me just say this. Bo might be the lucky one to be gone, because he'd probably be caught up in this mess too. Just think about what you'd have to be worried about if you were the father of Joe Biden, if your political future of Hunter Biden, rather, the father of Hunter Biden, if your political future depended upon what's going to come out of his mouth or what's going to come off of his laptop. Forget Senator Feinstein's Chinese spy chauffeur that drove for her for multiple years and overheard conversations with the Democrats. Who knows? Probably was sponsoring half the things that the Democrats were shooting for. In other words, he didn't have to be a spy. Feinstein was going to give it to him anyway. And what about the Chinese spy girlfriend of Swalwell, Eric Swalwell? Forget about them. Hunter Biden provides much more salacious spy thriller intrigue. And not just in China, on multiple fronts. In Hunter Biden's dealings, folks, as a Biden family frontman representing the big guy, he exposed the criminal activities of his family on levels that you don't have to be an investigative reporter to figure out what they've done. And now we got leaks that Biden's Justice Department can no longer run interference for Hunter Biden. It has gotten to the point where even they have to say, look, we got to throw up our hands. Come on, Joe. I mean, come on, man. You know the thing. Representative James Comer, a Republican out of Kentucky, ranking member of GOP of the House Oversight Committee, says that Hunter Biden will be indicted by January. Now, before we all get all excited and giddy and stuff, I want to remind you of a man named John Durham, who we've been waiting on the shoe to fall, the anvil to fall on the Democrats for the better part of what, 5 years now? We've got nothing. But Comer says, nope. This has reached a point where the Democrats can't do anything about it. And by the way, This all hinges on the Republicans taking control of the House. And make no mistake about it, the Democrats are going to fight against this tooth and nail. But here's what he had to say. We did an interview on Newsmax last week, and he says, Hunter Biden left the trail that any prosecutor would be hard-pressed to turn a blind eye to. Let me tell you the Democrats' dilemma. Everybody knows Hunter is who he is. If you let Hunter off, you got to empty the jails. This guy has weighed crack on actual video. He's brandished a weapon on video. He's cavorted with prostitutes on video. He's talked about his interactions with the Chinese, with the Russians, and a host of other people. And by the way, we have his travel records. I'm going to tell you something. I was shocked at the number of places this guy went on Air Force Two with his dad. We're going to get to that here later in the hour. So Comer's doing an interview. He's saying, look, you can't ignore this. This is too public. If the Democrats try to sweep this under the rug, man, this is going to be an outcry like you wouldn't believe. I want to explain something to you about the big cheat. And I know you're going, Kevin, how's this got to do anything? It does. The big cheat. What the Democrats did in getting rid of Trump exposed so much that they're in huge trouble going forward. All you got to do is do what you do as conservatives. Keep talking about it. Don't let it go. Vote. Don't be dismayed by, oh, my vote doesn't count. The left, you have so much more enthusiasm. And by the way, you're being joined every single day by leftists who are saying, you know what? We finally get it. We see it. We see through it. On previous episodes, I've talked about the numbers. I don't need to bore you with the details, except to tell you, millions of leftists now agree with you. They see the light. The youngsters, they get it. They don't agree with you all with everything. Don't misunderstand me. They still want what they want. They're still indoctrinated to leftism. But what they figured out is they ain't going to get it from Biden. They're not going to get it from the Democrats. And at some point, sanity creeps back in. When there's a window of opportunity, you can sneak under it. Just consider yourself, you know, I don't know, a roach. And you're scurrying under the door. Or maybe you're a varmint, you're a rat, and there's enough of a crack for you to get in and go get yourself a bite to eat. But you're leaking in. The information about what you represent is leaking in. And you know what these people are finding out? You are not nearly as crazy as the leftists want them to believe. You're not the racist, the homophobe, the anti-LGBT. You're nothing like what they describe. And that's waking a lot of them up. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I tell you guys, many times on this program, it is so refreshing to wake up every morning knowing that I'm on the side of righteousness, that I'm on the side of a living God, that there are people out there who believe like me, think like me, and I don't mean in a bad way. They are willing to sacrifice for the right reasons, truly are people of the greater good. That is what we are. I want best and brightest in the office. I don't care. Political affiliation notwithstanding. Now, I can't stand Democrats because they're all, you know, squirrel turd crazy. But I don't dislike, you know, I don't dislike them on sight. They have to open their mouths and explain to me that they really believe in the deed behind the name of a person. And then I go, okay, now I can dismiss you. But the people that go, Kevin, I'm a pragmatist. I happen to vote Democrat. Fine. I don't care about that. I don't know how you could be a pragmatist and vote Democrat, but you get what I'm saying? If they understand that there's right and wrong, I get it. And I think a lot of the Democrats, as I mentioned in the previous segment, they're starting to get it. They're going, look, I'm too pragmatic to be talking about my kids are racist when I know they're not. My kids have all kinds of friends, Indian, Chinese, black, cripple, you know, whatever, female, gay. They don't care. My kids have, tell me a kid you know that doesn't have all of that. And even know about it. At the age of 10, they understand sexuality. And they go, I'm not gay, but I have a friend who's gay. Which, by the way, I don't think a kid 10 years old knows if their friend is gay. You're guessing at it. I had a friend I grew up with. His name was Ernest. I suspected he was different, but I didn't know he was gay until I got older and I realized, okay, now I get what he was. I see why Ernest talk like this. He's a little bit prissy. But I didn't know what it was, and I didn't care. Ernest was a friend. It was later on that I learned I didn't like him. No, I'm kidding. It was later on that I figured out that he was gay. But, while I was growing up with him, he was just strange. I knew something was off, but it was okay. It was okay. And then there are people that know me. We grew up together and listened to the program. All you felt the same way. We all knew about Ernest. I'd like to know what Ernest is doing. I'd like to know what dude he's living with. Because he was gay. I knew he was. But anyway, that's not the point. The New York Post said this. Officials are reportedly weighing possible charges against Hunter Biden as a federal investigation into Biden's son has reached a critical stage. Yeah, this came just last week. They're talking about this. They're now, it's all public, folks. You can't hold this stuff back anymore. And this is why I'm talking about waking up. Democrats have to wake up to multiple things. You ready? Let me just give you a few things. Joe Biden's dementia. They have to recognize this. They have to say, whoa, what's up with this? They have to recognize Joe Biden's poll numbers. Joe Biden's inflation, Bidenflation. Joe Biden's war with Russia. Joe Biden's completely dysfunctional presidency, if you want to call it that. The cheating that went on during the election that they know occurred. January 6th is a cover-up that's going nowhere. That they have to wake up to these lies. Iran has said they have nuclear weapons. They have to wake up to the idea that the public is ignoring the biggest existential threat to man, global climate change, or white conservative men, take your pick, and they're focused on what? How much it costs to fill up their car with gasoline? What their grocery price is now? What their groceries cost them now? What they used to buy is now up 30-40%. They have ignored all the things that these people want to. Oh, Kevin, they overturned Roe. Well, I tell you what. What's it got to do with the price of my groceries and filling up my car? I'm not, this morning I didn't wake up and go, you know what, geez, I better put off that abortion now, or I better go rush that abortion in. There's a handful of people considering this, no doubt. Some girls that went out, party girls. Let me tell you something, folks, even party girls these days are smart enough to have their male companions protect themselves. And they themselves are on the pill. There's hardly a girl of child-rearing age that isn't on the pill. The likelihood of a, quote, mistake is pretty small when not only are they on the pill, many of them say to the man, you're still going to wear protection because they don't want to get an STD. So I could go on. The things we're talking about are minor. They gin it up in the young girl community. Oh, look, they're taking away your rights. Woo! But young girls aren't waking up going, yeah, today I wonder if I'm going to need to get an abortion. But let me tell you what they are doing. They're wondering, what is my student loan debt? Why can't I get a real job? Why can't I find a good man? What's the price of my makeup and all these things I'm doing? Why is it costing me this much to do this? Why is everything around me gone up? And oh, by the way, why is my life not as good as the Democrats make it out to be? Why am I not living the lives of everybody that they tell me I should be? When they go to the cocktail parties and they see some rich fat cat living their life, these Democrats, they don't go home like us and go, man, that was a great party. Woo, that was some outstanding seafood. And I can't wait till Bill and Susan throw their next party. We don't go back and go, man, shoot, I don't know why I don't have all that. I don't know why I can. I hope I can get that. I'm gonna go tell on them. I want to go get some dirt on them. The Democrats are conniving. They're looking at a way to figure out how to get what Bill and Sue have. You are just happy you went to the party, and then you go back to your life, and you know what you do? You enjoy it. You enjoy your life. You're having a good time. And despite everything the Democrats throw at you, oh, Donald Trump, he's not fit to be president. Well, he certainly did a better job than your clown. Oh, Donald Trump, he's embroiled in controversy. Really? So why is it that when I wake up in the morning, I don't worry about what I'm going to learn about the Trump family? I'm not going to learn that Donald Trump Jr. went on a binger and he left his notebook with some Russian prostitute. I'm not going to learn that. And despite you trying to tell me Donald Trump's kids are bad, I'm not seeing it. They're not in prison. They're not getting hookers pregnant. They're not paying their child support. They're not cutting crooked deals with Russian oligarchs and the like. They just seem to be regular kids. What is up with these Donald Trump kids? Hunter Biden, 52, could face charges related to possible tax violations or, more seriously, foreign lobbying violations. Fox News and CNN report it. Really? Dun, 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 dun. That's what Hunter Biden's issues are, huh? He tax avoidance and lobbying violations. Yeah, that's what has the Democrats so disturbed. Just those things. They go on, they say the possible charges stem from a probe into Hunter Biden's finances and overseas business deals, which is being conducted by the Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, a prosecutor appointed by former President Donald J. Trump. We got a lot more to explore with this, and this is where it gets juicy. Stay tuned, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A woman is hospitalized following a shooting at a North Texas airport. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia saying a 37-year-old was confronted by an officer at Dallas Love Field after pulling a weapon and pointing it at the ceiling.
Simultaneously, as she's doing that, our officer engages the suspect, strikes her in the lower extremities.
The airport was evacuated and flights were grounded. Crews with the TSA are now working to get people back through security. Ghislaine Maxwell has been transferred to a low-security federal prison in Florida. The 60-year-old is now being held at Tallahassee Federal Correction Institution. She's currently serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. Maxwell was convicted for her involvement in grooming underage girls with Jeffrey Epstein. USA Radio News. Voters are calling for change in a city where crime continues to increase.
Marilyn Bosby, Baltimore's soft-on-crime prosecutor, has been defeated in her bid for re-election as the city's state attorney in the Democrat Party primary. She was soundly beaten by former prosecutor Ivan Bates. During Mosby's two terms, homicides in Baltimore rose steadily between 2015 and 2021. This year's numbers are on track to surpass those of 2021, according to Baltimore Police Department data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
WWE is revealing millions of dollars in previously undisclosed payments made by former CEO and chairman Vince McMahon. The wrestling promotion company revealing more than $14 million was paid personally by McMahon, who announced his retirement last week while being investigated for claims of sexual misconduct. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're discussing Hunter Biden's pending indictment, and they say, well, there could be tax evasion charges as well as foreign lobbying charges. And let me tell you what the media is doing. They're trying to make it, ooh, tax evasion and foreign lobbying, ooh, that's really bad. That ain't even a, well, That's like a pimple on an elephant's butt compared to everything that Hunter Biden's involved in. Whoa, don't try to fool this black man. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Is my website, and that's where we hide all our little Easter eggs for you to go out there and get involved with the things that we do. And I pray that you do it. And I pray that you get other people to do it. Folks like my buddy Albert, who have invested heavily in us. My founding, he's one of our founders. If you're a founder, it means you've donated at least $5,000 to us. Bob and Carol, very close to being founders. And we've probably got, what, 20 founders? And I'm talking about over the years. It's not like we're not rolling in dough, by the way, as far as donors go. And so I'm okay. I kick money in every month into what I do. I do. It's my investment in America. But when I run out, I'm out. And then I got to go do something, and I will. It'll be that simple. So for those people that do buck up, Julie, there's so many. Oh, my gosh. I got to remember the lady that wrote to me and said, Kevin, I'm trying to do it, trying to donate, but I can't. The button's broken and all that. I had a few people do that. We got that fixed. But they want to do it. The people that sign up for the Flick Fest, and you can just go to theflickfest.com, and they say, Kevin, I don't care if I ever watch a movie on your site. I'm going to be on it. I'm going to support you. Thank you. By the way, if you're in the Backstage Club, we automatically sign you up for the Flick Fest. So you have that. And I promise you, what's coming in that regard, we got partners that are joining us financially, joining the Flick Fest. They get it, and they want to see us build a new version of Hollywood for conservatives. It's coming. And then the work we do with youngsters, at-risk kids, at-risk families. This is not a color-based thing. It could be black, it could be brown kids, it could be white kids, it could be red kids, yellow kids, kids of all the crayons. We will help them. Families, we help. So when you get involved with us, we're doing the grunt work. Now, I don't call it dirty work, but we are doing the grunt work. We go out and meet with these kids. We meet with these families. We meet with these school board, potential school board members. We meet with these folks. We do that work for you. All you got to do is support us. Anyway, I'm glad you're with us. And as I said, the Kevin Jackson Network's where to find us, 844-551-8255. They're eyeing another thing they could get Hunter for. You ready for this one? It's related to a firearm purchase. How could Hunter Biden get a firearm? He's a crackhead. This guy is the last guy you want with a weapon, and he was brandishing a weapon on film. So that's another one they have. And they say, keep in mind these charges apply mostly to Hunter and not his father. Really? Well, let me ask you, how long do you think it will be before a crackhead cracks under interrogation? I know the FBI is going to be like, now, Hunter, listen, let's not say things that you can't say. But if they let us hear the recordings, or if they do it by the book, Hunter is going to drop dime on a lot of people, including Daddy, the big guy, Pedo Pete, as well as Uncle Jim. Comer said during an interview that the various charges are the least of Hunter Biden's problems. This is an interview that a representative from Kentucky, a Republican congressman, was doing on Newsmax. He says these are the least of Hunter Biden's problems, the ones I described earlier. The gun charge, the tax evasion, the lobbying, which, by the way, would get a lot of people arrested. A lot of conservatives. Certainly the Trump kids would be in jail by now. But I agree with Comer. Let me tell you what's risen to the top of the list for Hunter Biden. He can't be protected even by his daddy. Hunter Biden is a target for sanction. I'm going to use the official term. In other words, if he were Hillary Clinton's enemy, you get what I'm saying? Wink, wink. Yeah, exactly. He says this, as Comer noted, they write this, he's been dealing with shady characters all over the globe. People that Hunter can get in trouble are all over. And as I said, I'm going to get to his record of where he traveled here in a bit. Anyway, he said this. In an interview, we learned that Hunter Biden had been flagged by federal authorities for 150 suspicious activity reports. They call them SAR reports, covering 7 different bank accounts. And then Comer said, the feds only flag accounts when there's strong suspicion of criminal activity. The guy's in a lot of trouble, and the Department of Justice doesn't know what to do, Comer said when he was doing his interview on Newsmax. He says, how do you prosecute a president, the son of a sitting president? Well, you can do that when the son of the sitting president, I use my finger quotes, is on the outs. He's on the way outs. See, the media and the leftist-controlled DOJ can't keep sweeping things under the rug, because you sweep enough under the rug and you go, what's that big hump under the rug? And the timing fits. Think about it. Joe Biden's poll numbers are in the tank. He can offer no cover for Hunter. In order for Joe Biden to protect his son, he's got to be a popular guy. Joe Biden is, let me put it this way. Joe Biden is less popular right now than Jimmy Carter in his own party. As a whole, Jimmy Carter looks like a rock star compared to Joe Biden. If they give you actual polls, Jimmy Carter is stellar in his presidency compared to Joe Biden. That's why the Democrats have no wiggle room. They've been forced to get rid of the guy. And Joe Biden doesn't help, because he's all duh, 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 and every time he gets in front of a camera. So not only can Joe Biden not provide it because of his policies, Joe Biden doesn't have the mental acumen to stand in front of a camera and say, listen, guys, you know, and try to reason with us, because he doesn't have the ability. I'm going to whisper like Joe Biden right now. Because he doesn't have the ability. Or should I get mad at you? Because he doesn't have the ability. See, Joe Biden swings one way or the other. He's whispering or he's yelling. And they've done studies on the man's brain, you know, how people like him. They look at what Joe Biden says and does, and they go, look, classic case of dementia. I tell you what, when my eyes went, when I could no longer read up close, I was mad at the world for about a week. I always had to have readers in my pocket or whatever. That's when you know you're old. Got to keep them around your neck. I have readers in every room now. But let me tell you, don't have them on, you can't read. It's that frustrating. Anyway, Joe Biden's not just not popular, he's in the toilet. And so one way for the leftist elites to force Biden, the elder out is to pressure Hunter. And I have little doubt, folks, that if leftist elitists make it clear to Joe Biden that if he stays, Hunter is going to catch H-E double crooked socks, Joe Biden will step down. Now, Jill will reluctantly have to agree. She will have to say to her, you know, let Joe step down. Because let's face it, Jill runs the Biden household, and she, to some degree, runs the White House. Now, there's a saying in the military, crap flows downhill. Now, we use a different word, but I think you get my meaning. But in this case, crap flows uphill. Because what Hunter Biden can and likely will reveal, and what will be revealed when they look into these SARS documents and these bank accounts and all these other things, and then they cross-check that with Jim and Joe, and you, as I say, you don't have to be a forensic accountant to know that there's something up here. And that's what's going to bring them down. Crap will flow uphill and drag Jim and Joe Biden into this. Comer said this: some House Republicans believe that Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, has been, quote, the brains of the operation when it comes to maximizing the Biden family's business dealings. I've heard this from others too, by the way. We fear that Hunter's international business dealings have compromised Joe Biden and compromised the White House. That's what Comer said. So Republicans are going to have every right to bring all these issues to the attention of the American public when they gain control of the House. The Democrats are already sweating this eventuality. See, they might control the Senate. They're not going to, but they think they have a shot there, but they will not control the House. And there's another fear for the Democrats. Republicans will get the House. They'll get the Senate. They'll get the presidency, and normally it's bad news in the next midterms. It won't be for 2026, because the Democrats have so much shown how bad they are that they will have a Congress that not only stays Republican, but grows in the next midterm. Not this one, 2022, but in 2026. It is far past time, folks, for us to start seeing perp walks by these leftists who cheated and have done all this to us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hunter Biden could have illegitimate children all over the world. He could have illicit foreign dealings all over the planet. I thought Hunter Biden was only like in Ukraine and China and Russia. No, Hunter Biden has been all over the world. And we got this information through a FOIA lawsuit from the Department of Homeland Security. And they had hidden these records, by the way. Wouldn't tell you where Hunter Biden had been, nor the cost that it for the American taxpayer to protect him, because he has to have Secret Service detail as well. So Judicial Watch sued, and they got this information about where Hunter's been between 2009 and 2014. And it's shocking. I did not know this guy had traveled this much. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. We're talking about the pending indictment of Hunter Biden, which one of the Republican congressmen from Kentucky, Congressman Comer, says January is when Hunter Biden will be, by January, he will be indicted. Now, he says it could be tax evasion. He says it could be, because we don't know, Hunter probably didn't declare a lot of this money that he's earned. And I think that's a foregone conclusion. So tax evasion, or it could be that he was lobbying on behalf of America, which is illegal. He has to be registered as a lobbyist. And he didn't do that. Or it could be some of the activities that he's done on tape. All that's benign in comparison to what are the domino effect of Hunter getting indicted. Who did he pay off as his family members? Because there's no doubt Hunter was running the business for the Biden family. So what were others getting out of it? And it, look, it's easy to track this information. Go look at Joe Biden, how much money he made up until the point where he became vice president. Then look at the bonanza that came in right after that. And ask yourself where that money came from. Oh, he wrote a book, Kevin. A book nobody read. Joe Biden used his book proceeds, in my opinion, and this is just an opinion, I think that he used his book proceeds to cover for the money that he was getting likely from Hunter Biden. And here's the thing. If Joe Biden had just said, look, my son does his own dealings, but he runs it as a family business, in which case we get 15% or 10% or whatever, and that goes into the family trust, or who cares? But Joe Biden said this, I got nothing to do with my son. I have zero. There's no access. We're not paying for access. Then we find out in a phone call, I think you're in the clear, kid, because he's talking about Hunter Biden and his business dealings. And then, all this is set up to protect Hunter Biden. The reason why we don't know all the details of it and the media doesn't report it is because it's a big cabal. They've circled the wagons around Hunter Biden. But they can't any longer. It's going to get indicted. But let me go back to the travel. Let me just give you some idea of Hunter Biden's travel. Altogether, he took 411 separate domestic and international flights, including to 29 different foreign countries. He visited China 5 times. Now, here are the Secret Service records of Hunter Biden, June 2009 through May of 2014. Keep in mind, 2014 is nothing. We're 8 years past 2014. Here you go. Ethiopia and India, June 14th through the 22nd of 2009. Argentina, September 14th through 17th, 2009. Let me just say this. 14th through the 22nd, he's in Ethiopia and India. That's a lot of days. That's 9 days for a crackhead to have free reign over countries that live in poverty. Hunter Biden asked his dad to send him $70,000 or whatever for rehab, and he spent it on prostitutes. Do you know how far that would go in Ethiopia or India? How many kids, being honest, I'm not even joking. How many kids do you think Hunter Biden actually has? Okay, anyway, Ethiopia and Argentina. France and Spain, November 9th through the 13th of 2009. Canada, February 12th through the 15th of 2010. Dominican Republic, February 18th through the 22nd of 2010. Let me just say this. Hunter Biden is probably the most traveled crackhead in the history of man. 411 separate domestic and international flights, 29 foreign countries. How many people in America do you believe have been to 29 foreign countries? I mean, if you go to Europe, you might fly into Paris and you take the train to London. Or you might fly into Germany and you take the TGV across and you go, you know, see 3 or 4 other countries. You might go to France and you might go to Italy or something, just because you want to be on the train. And, you know, and then you go back and you see a couple of other countries. Maybe you go to Belgium and you go to Switzerland. But in all told, if you're a well-traveled person in America, I'm talking about healed, you got some money, you got some time on your hands, you might visit 10 to 12 countries. You go to China, you go to Japan, you go to Australia, you do Europe, you do 6 to 8 countries in Europe, and maybe if you're lucky, you'll go to Africa or something like that. Croatia, Yugoslavia, you know, get what I'm saying? But 10. And let me ask you, do you think the average American has been to 10 countries, foreign countries? It's an easy answer, right? Of course not. You have to have a job that takes you overseas. You got to be making a certain amount of money. Most Americans are lucky to have gone to 10 states, much less 10 countries. 29 states, if you were looking at Hunter's, foreign countries. Hunter's been to more foreign countries than the average American has been to states inside of America. Do you know there are black folks in inner cities that have never left their city? Do you know there are some that have only been to one state outside of their state, maybe for an athletic event or something? This man has made 411 separate domestic and international flights, and 29 of them to different countries, visiting some of them multiple times, like China. Let me continue. Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, March 20th through 27, 2010. China, April 6th through the 9th, 2010. Belgium, Spain, and the United Kingdom, May 5th through the 8th, 2010. UK, Egypt, Kenya, South Africa, Ascension Island, U.S. Virgin Islands, June 6th through, of 2010. Denmark, South Africa, August 9th through the 24th in 2010. This guy was in the 9th through the 24th in 2010 in Denmark, where dope is readily available, in South Africa, where he could really indulge, if you know what I'm saying. Hong Kong, Taiwan, China, April 16th through the 22nd of 2011. Mexico, May 15th through the 17th of 2011. Colombia, France, United Arab Emirates, and France again, November 1st through the 11th of 2011. UK and Russia, February 15th through the 18th of 2012. Let me stop for a second and just ask you this. Do you think when Hunter wasn't smoking a crack pipe and chasing down prostitutes, do you think Hunter might have been lobbying to try to get other business established in some of these other countries? Okay. Back in UK and Russia, February 15th through the 18th of 2012. Germany, France, UK, February 1st through the 5th of 2013. UK and Ireland, March 20th through the 22nd of 2013. China again, June 13th through the 15th of 2013. Switzerland and Italy on June 26th through August 7th, 2013. Japan, China, South Korea, Philippines, December the 2nd through the 9th of 2013. China and Qatar, May 7th through the 14th of 2014. Now, let me ask you, do you think that somebody could look at Hunter's bank records, map it to this travel schedule, and get a general idea of what might have been occurring at these different times? Because I contend there will be a direct correlation. Then do an overlay of Hunter's bank records with Joe Biden and Jim Biden's bank records. You think maybe that if we put two and two together, we're going to come up with four? Because I do. They said, according to reports, Biden flew on Air Force Two for an official trip to Beijing in December 2013. Records determined by Judicial Watch from the Secret Service say Hunter Biden arrived in Tokyo, blah, blah, blah. So it gives you more detail. But he says, while it is typical for families of the president and VPs to travel with him, questions have been raised about whether Hunter Biden used the government trip to further his business interests. And the short answer is, of course he did. He traveled with his dad representing the Biden family racketeering organization. The Biden family used our tax dollars for their nefarious deeds.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.